I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Fashion and art collide at the Regional Arts Commission. Later in the hour, we're going to talk to fashion designer Michael Drummond of Project Runway fame about an exhibit that he's curating that features the work of some talented local designers at the Regional Arts Commission. Grammy Award-winning soprano Christine Brewer performs with the St. Louis Symphony this weekend. We're going to talk to her about that, her other projects, and about her work with an organization that uses music to help children. And it's the power of music that's behind a concert to benefit the Angel Band Project. It's an evening, actually two evenings, with Norbert Leo Butz at the Sheldon. Butz is a Tony Award-winning actor for his roles in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Catch Me If You Can. Films include Dan in Real Life, and he played himself in NBC's musical drama, Smash. He joins us from Chicago now. Norbert, welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You know, you've had a lot of success for sure, but what do you think? When you're able to play yourself in a TV show, I guess you've made it, huh?
I don't know if I played myself exactly. I just don't think they had time to name the character. The guys who wrote the songs for Smash were good friends of mine. They actually wrote the music for Catch Me If You Can, and they just kind of came to me and said, hey, would you play this crazy version of yourself in an episode? And I said, hey, I'd love to. So
that must have been an interesting experience. I mean, it's an interesting cast for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And you're in Chicago. You're just winding up a show that you're going to take to Broadway later in the year?
Correct. A really, really beautiful musical called Big Fish, based on the Dan Wallace book and the Tim Burton film. It's just this gorgeous piece. It's different than both of those original sources, but it's been incredible.
Well, we have a guest in the studio here who I know that you know, Rachel Ebling. She's the founder of the Angel Band Project.
Hey, Rach.
Hi, Norb.
You know, there's a compelling story about how and why the Angel Band Project came about, and we'll get to that. But, Rachel, before we talk specifics, talk about the project in general terms.
Okay, so our mission with the Angel Band Project is to help survivors of sexual violence on their journey toward healing and to change the way society thinks about this issue through the transformative power of music.
Why do we need to change the way we think about it?
Well, because victims of sexual assault often live in a state of isolation and fear and shame. And we think it's so important as a society to address this issue and to break the silence that oftentimes undermines the way that these victims live the rest of their lives.
Hmm. Norbert, can I call you Norb?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. You know, just by a coincidence, I was watching CBS this morning, and Bob Schieffer was on, and he was talking about the memorial he went to yesterday in Nashville for George Jones, the great country singer who just passed away. And Bob evidently was a big, big fan of George Jones.
Yeah.
But he was talking about the music, and he said this, and this is almost verbatim. This morning he said this: music is the thing that helps us get through things in life.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that?
I say amen. Absolutely. For me personally, I can look at every single, you know, chapter of my life, every transition, and I'm so, so grateful that I was given a love of music and hopefully a little bit of talent for it. Got me through childhood. It got me through the awkward teenage years. It got me through breakups and marriages and even death. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I feel like music is that, it's that real primal, connection that we have to nature, to each other. And, I think it hits you in a place that none of the other arts can.
I think you're so right. Don't you agree, Rachel? I mean, even looking back on my life, don't we sort of see the story of our lives through music? I mean, when I think back to whatever stage I was in my life, I associate the songs that were playing at the time.
Oh, I agree. And I think we all, you know, go back to music or a favorite song. When we think of troubled times or happy times, there's always that music connection. And I know when Teresa died, Norbert's sister, music was a way for us to find our voice, to kind of cope with the unthinkable.
All right. Okay. Since you brought it up, let's get to that then. There's a reason that Norb is coming back to St. Louis to be part of this project, and that's because, I guess it was 4 years ago this July, Norb, your sister Teresa was a victim of a horrible, horrible crime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we lost her in a sexual assault and murder in Seattle on July 19th, and it was an event that shook my family to its core, and her friends, but also the community of Seattle, and even nationally. The nature of the crime was extraordinary in its cruelty, and it was a huge transition in my life. Like what we were talking about before, you try to pick up the pieces after something like that. I was in Seattle at the time, actually spending a lot of time with Teresa. I was actually waiting for her to come to my apartment when she didn't show up, which is when we knew something was terribly wrong. It was the music and trying to heal from something as hideous as what she went through. Music was really the thing that helped us begin putting the pieces back together. She was a music lover. She was a music fan. She actually, she is the ninth of the 11 of us Butts kids. I'm the seventh, and she probably had the least talent for music of anyone in the family. She was more the athlete, she was a huge fan. And so we're calling the show, it's sort of subtitled, My Sister's Songbook. And Rachel and Jean, the other director of the Angel Band Project, really thought of that idea, to find songs that would celebrate her, that she would have loved, some songs that we know she did love, other songs that just evoke her spirit. And so I'm just really, really, really excited to come back and do this concert in her honor.
Well, speaking of the music, let's sample some of that. And I believe you're singing on this cut, Norb. Rachel, would you set it up? This is Goodbye?
Yes. So this is originally a Patty Griffin song, and Norbert chose this. We did a recording in February of 2010 up in New York, and Teresa was a huge Patty fan, and this song, the lyrics definitely captured emotions that we were all feeling at this time, and specifically Norbert chose the song for that reason.
That's Norbert Leo Butts. The actor and singer will be in St. Louis next Wednesday and Thursday for the Angel Band's An Evening with Norbert Leo Butts. He's on the phone from Chicago in the studio. Rachel Ebling, co-founder and band member of the Angel Band Project. And that was beautiful.
thank you.
Listen, you mentioned your family being one of 11, and I know you have one of your brothers, Jim, is an actor here in St. Louis. He's been on the show, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So could you tell us just very briefly a little bit about your family being one of 11 growing up in St. Louis and what your family was like and, you know, who was Teresa?
Oh, my God, what a question. We would need an hour. We would need several hours. Yeah, we grew up, my parents are both St. Louis natives and both born and raised in, you know, downtown. And we grew up right on the south side, Holly Hills between Morgan Ford and Graboy, right by Carondelet Park. It was a great place to grow up. You know, we were a large Catholic family. Our parish was St. Stephen's. And, you know, we were one of the bigger families, but it's not unusual at all for there to be 4, 5, 6, 7 kids in a lot of the families. I don't know, we've just, my parents are people of deep, deep faith and really passed on that kind of faith to a lot of their kids and just very, very close. And again, that was the thing that really helped us to heal from this tragedy. And Teresa was, she is we're overwhelmingly male. We are 8 boys and 3 girls. She was the middle girl. And she was the spitfire of the Butts household. She was just a spark plug, you know. Tremendous energy, tremendous compassion. She was loved by everyone.
Including Rachel here. Rachel, you were a friend of
Teresa. This is a testament, and I want to say this about Rach and Jean, the two incredible women who are the leaders that started the Angel Band Project. They met my sister in kindergarten. They were 5 years old, and my sister remains the most loyal, sort of committed person I've ever known to her friends and family. Rach, how old were you guys when you met?
You're right. I mean, it was at 5. At St. Stephen's. And, you know, Teresa, like you said, I mean, spark plug is right. She, you know, you use that phrase, someone's larger than life. But Teresa, I think, fit that bill so well.
And she was tiny. She was 5'1". Mm-hmm. She hated her height, but she just was so much bigger than that.
That's right. And she was one of those people, don't you agree, that if you met her, you never forgot her? I mean, so many people, I think, after Teresa was gone, would say, oh, my gosh, I remember her.
Let me jump in. There's another interesting element here. Jennifer Hopper is going to be performing at these two performances next week. And yeah. Jennifer was Teresa's partner, living with her at the time, yeah. And was part of the attack. However, she survived.
Correct. Yeah. And Jen is... you know, we're forever bonded to Jen. We love her. I love her like a sister. She loved my sister greatly. My sister loved her. They were just a few weeks from their wedding when they were attacked, and my sister was killed. And you know, I love Jen. She loved my sister so well, and we're just so blessed and lucky to have her.
Yeah.
And that she is, that Jen is not just doing this as a kind of a one-off. No, Jen Hopper is an amazing singer. She's a trained vocalist. She was a student at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. She's a phenomenal gospel singer. And that was something that she and Teresa really bonded over.
Let's sample, if we can, some more of the Angel Band. Rachel, this is Great Dreams.
Yes, this was recorded in New York as well, and Jen is on this track, as is Norb, and it's a big gospel number. We partnered with the Broadway Inspirational Voices through Norbert's associations up there, and this song is powerful and inspirational, and I think it speaks to our organization real well.
Angel.
And the Angel Band Project presents An Evening with Norbert Leo Butt Wednesday at the Sheldon. That's sold out, so they've scheduled a second concert at a different location. Thursday, 7:30 at the 560 Music Center on Trinity Avenue. MetroTix is the place to go for tickets, 534-1111 or stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link. And Norm?
Yeah?
The play you're in Chicago, which you're just winding up, you're going to be on Broadway in October. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually begin previews in September. So we are busy getting this thing ready, and the concerts and some other concerts I have going. So I'm in a very, very active time in my life right now. It's been a huge gift.
Yeah, well, busy is good usually. Rachel, bottom line, the money you're raising for these two from these two concerts, again.
Well, we are going to actually launch a pilot program in St. Louis in 2014, which we are raising money for. It is going to be a music therapy program. We are partnering with licensed music therapists to work with local survivors of sexual violence here in St. Louis.
That's Rachel Ebling. She's co-founder and band member for the Angel Band Project. Again, Norbert Leo Butts will be leading the programs on Wednesday and Thursday. Please go to our website and find out more about the tickets remaining for the Thursday event at the 560 Music Center. Norbert Leo Butts, thanks so much for joining us. And I know, even though this has been a few years, that it's still a very sensitive topic, and we appreciate you sharing your feelings with us. And it's for a great cause. And
thanks so much. I appreciate it. I do.
Best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a conversation with Christine Brewer, and later, fashion designer Michael Drummond. This is St. Louis Public Radio.